Good morning, everyone. It is Monday, and it is a good day to be involved in the good things of God. Well, we are excited and energized by the Holy Ghost, waiting for the next door to be opened to us. You and I, as we journey, as we move through the will of God, each step is really a step of faith, isn't it? Nothing is guaranteed in the natural when we're a spiritual person walking with the Lord. But I tell you, there's nothing more exciting than being involved with the kingdom of God. So welcome this morning. And as others join us along the way, we will begin our week. My thought today and my heart today is crying out for the understanding of the kingdom of God, for the things that God is teaching us. And so the tagline today, Lord, my cup of revelation is not full. And I'm not going to be satisfied until I understand these mysteries that are before us. Well, I realize that not everyone perhaps feels that way. There's a lot of things that take our attention, a lot of things that take us in, you know, other directions so that we don't focus on the mysteries of God. I suppose preachers and intercessors and mystics seem to think that way a little differently, but I just want to stir your hearts a little bit today as we journey along the way. Mark, the first chapter, has an interesting synopsis of Jesus going into the wilderness. And as I read it, meditated a little bit upon it, I was asked some questions about it. Let me read it to you. In Mark 1:12, it says, immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness, and he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and was with the wild beast, and the angels ministered to him. Wow. Before we jump into this, let me encourage you that if you're a new time listener, a new listener to our journey, our broadcast, be sure and subscribe if this is something that you feel God would bless you with through the week. We're on every morning, and then Sunday night at 6 o'clock live. Had a great session last night. Now, subscribe and give us a heads up or a thumbs up, and a like on Facebook if that's something that you have in mind to do. Appreciate that. I appreciate your prayers and your comments as we move along here. Now, Mark, the first chapter, my morning voice today, you always get that in the morning. Mark, the first chapter, immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness. This is a synopsis of the full version in Matthew, but I wanted to point something out about revelation and the desire to know God's mysteries. There's something in our inner person. When I say inner man, in this sensitive time we're in, we need to really let the ladies know that that's a generic name. The Spirit of God in us is that inner man, the Bible calls it. Now, that there's a cry out of our heart to know and understand the things of God. It's an amazing thing when God wakens the heart. It's something you and I can't do on our own. It has to be the Holy Spirit that gets a hold of that inner spirit and awakens it to the hunger, to be hungry for God. If you've raised children or tried to feed your nephew and they're not hungry, you get food all over the floor and all over yourself because they resist eating. But if they're hungry, then it goes down quickly. I am experiencing grandkids. I've forgotten a lot about kids. It's been 40 some years, but I'm remembering that if they're not hungry, so with saints, with people, you and I, when we are hungry, now what stimulates the hunger of the heart? What stimulates the hunger is the presence of the Lord and the Word of God. Word of God is like appetizer. Word of God is like appetizer. You go into a nice restaurant, or perhaps anyone, but mostly a restaurant that has a little bit of class, and they give you appetizers, and you can order them. Now, some of those appetizers are so big that it satisfies your momentary hunger. That's dangerous if you're going to eat a good meal. Sometimes our church services are appetizers that just satisfy us like a cookie. Mom always said, don't eat that before your meal. You'll ruin your dinner. Well, what she meant by that was, if I eat that cookie or that piece of cake, I won't want the full blown meal with the green and the white and the red, you know, and the meat and all the things that moms want to put into you to make you healthy. So it is with some of our spiritual journey. We get just enough spiritual cookies to satisfy that hunger, or to dumb it down, or to, you know, knock the edge off to where we don't go into the deep things of God. Now, when I say the deep things of God, it's not some kind of exclusive club that, you know, just the brainiacs are in, or the geeks, spiritual geeks. It's for everyone to know the things of the Lord for their time and their season. There's no reason why you and I should not and cannot be like the sons of Issachar that knew the times and the seasons. We don't have to go to, you know, Tulsa to the prayer tower. We don't have to send our cards and letters in to some important television evangelist, or go to the right spot in America where there's a hot spot like Brownsville or Toronto or Smithville. In the last couple of decades, those were hot spots where you could go and there was a breakthrough, there was a glory hole. I've been there. I thank God for them in their season. But what it does for us, it stimulates something in us to want to have that here in my time, in my city, in my home. And it's called the hunger of the Lord. Now, that hunger then causes us to want to know the things, the mysteries, the deep things of God. Why? For curiosity? No. So that we can work with our angels, work with the Word, work with the Holy Spirit. Those terms, some of them are unfamiliar, others are to you. We're used to saying working with the Holy Spirit. But realize this, the Holy Spirit has a lot of helpers called angels. So let's get used to that term. We're working with our angels to bring forth the purpose of God in our lifetime. Look at this. Immediately, the Spirit drove him into the wilderness. That's an odd statement. Spirit, the Spirit of God put us in this situation? What's that all about? How could that be? And he goes on to say, and he was in there, he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and was with the wild beast, and the angels ministered. Let me just spotlight two things today before we pray together. This our Monday is our kickoff time to where we just have a thought that's, I believe, can stir our spirits for more of God. Have you ever considered Daniel and Jesus as companions in this experiencing the wild beast? You remember Daniel, of course, if you're a Sunday school person or a church attender. Daniel was in the lion's den. He went into the lion's den and God shut the mouth of the lions. Do you suppose that Daniel had something to do with the shutting of the mouth of the lions? I do. I believe he did. Jesus was with the wild beast. Now, that's not an accident that that phrase is put in there. There's nothing accidental in the Word of God. It's put in there so we can search it out. The spiritual life that God is questing us for has to do with even the animals and the wild beast being in and under the control and the influence of our spiritual life. Daniel stepped into the lion's den. I believe he had everything to do with those lions' mouths being shut. The Bible says, and God shut the mouth of lions, but God was operating through Daniel. Daniel was a channel, a conduit of heaven. He was a praying person. He was the lightning rod for that era of time and that nation, wasn't he? Well, Jesus also was the same character, if I could say that. He was the same actor on the stage. He had come to do the will of God. Now, when he stepped into the wilderness, there were lions there as well as in Daniel's den. Little unfamiliar with us Western people. We don't have lions wandering our woods and our, you know, our meadows. But in Jesus's wilderness, lions were there. What do you think David killed? He killed the lion, and they were wild beasts. Jesus was 40 days in the wilderness, and he had control over the wild beasts. Now, why would I bring that up? Because that's a revelation that I want to know about. That's something that I hunger to understand. That realm in the spirit where the wild beasts are under our authority and the ability to communicate. Well, we go to Hollywood and we see some of these Hollywood movies and stories about those who can communicate with the animals. He talked to the animals. Very famous movie, but out of the 60s or 70s. Now, the horse whisperer, you know, he's being able to understand the animal. That's kind of on a natural level. But the spiritual level is what I'm questing for. And my statement today is, Lord, I am not satisfied. My cup of revelation is still not full. How about you today as we enter this Monday? You say, okay, what do we do about it? Step in and fellowship the Lord today. I tell you, if you'll take your prayer time and take a portion of that prayer time just to be silent and listen. Come into the presence of the Lord and just tell him you love him. Tell him you want to be with him for a while. No requests, no demands, no, you know, verbal expressions for season of time. Not the entire time. You need to you need to have petitions. There's intercession. There's things you bring before the Lord, questions you ask. I know that. So we do speak. But I'm just encouraging you in this hour, this time of your life, to seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him, and he will answer. But that time when you're just listening to his heart and to his voice, you'll be amazed what'll stir. There'll be a coal of fire put in your spirit that will ignite something that you have not experienced yet. So Monday's a good time to jump in. The water's good. Mark 1 and 12 says that Jesus and Daniel, I believe, are compadres in this wild beast understanding, where they could shut the mouth of the lion. Not now. You go over there. I'm busy praying. You're not going to do anything to me. Go sleep. The lion goes over and goes to sleep. What is that? That's a revelation I want to know about. That's an understanding of the kingdom of God I want to understand. And I am not satisfied until I do. Hallelujah. Well, thank you for coming by today. And thank you for your prayer. Let's just take a moment here before we skip out and begin our day. Father, thank you for the companionship of men and women that are part of this program, part of this journey I'm on, that we know how to stand together in our faith, in our expression of hunger, that hunger we have to understand. We ask for the windows of heaven to be open. We ask for the glory of God to come into our situation. We ask for the understanding of the scriptures to be revealed, and that the spirit of wisdom and understanding would walk with us and be with us today as we open your great book in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, I will see you in the morning. Don't forget, if you haven't subscribed, thank you for that. And we appreciate your prayers and your comments. Send me a note. Let me know you're out there. It's a privilege to work with you and to pray for you. And until tomorrow at this same time, we will be praying for you and thinking of the good things of God together in Jesus' name.